Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, you do not want to miss this show. You are driving home and from Clearwater Beach, Tampa, and our surrounding areas of our 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, The Heat. And I'm so excited. I have got a very famous comic here from Canada in the UK, and we're going to bring her back in just a minute. But say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Lee Davis in the house.
Oh, wait till you see what happened and how I met her. And I'm so tickled because I said, God is so good, because I just belly laugh at her videos, and we got her a job for a commercial. And there's so much more. So stay tuned. But I want to go to a friend of mine. Let's get some Christmas music. DeborahHampton.com and listen to her new Christmas music that she has out. And we'll be right back with our celebrity in house. You don't want to miss this show. Don't want to miss it.
Say a prayer. You can make believe. There's a joy in the air this time of year. People get together, holidays and cheers. Christmas makes it happen.
It just happens.
Holiday of magic.
It's magical.
Christmas.
Again, that is my dear friend DeborahHampton.com and amazing singer. In the meantime, we have Chrissy Boyles here.
Hi,
and
everybody.
She is here, and we have the amazing, tell everybody your name.
Tanya Lee Davis is in the house.
That's right. So
adorable.
I know. So I love TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love TikTok.
I do.
And that's how I found you.
Yeah, I know.
I have to read this. You have how many followers?
906, I think, as of today.
906.6K.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
That's
for 2 months work.
Two months? That's pretty good.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, well, I turned into a job all of a sudden because October 1st, I started going live twice a day. I went over a little bit overzealous. I started doing it twice a day for 2 hours each time. So that's 4 hours a day. It turned into a regular job. So now I'm 2 months in and Kevin's like, you need to take a break.
Do you get paid for this?
No. Well, I mean, people are lovely and they don't, with TikTok, when you go live, if people like you, they can donate and send you tips, which
right.
then turns into some money. So, you know, it does help. And as an unemployed stand-up comedian.
Right, I know how that goes.
You know, just at this point, just trying to hustle for anything.
Right.
Oh, and you know, it's really nice. You've got also 9.6 million likes.
I know. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Amazing. And I'll tell you, you know.
They like me. They really like me.
I know. I want to get into your career, how you started, but I have a funny story. Okay, of course, I love watching your videos, and I watch them also at night when my hubby's sleeping, and I am belly laughing, and he's like, what's so funny? I'm like, Tanya, she's on again. Oh, my gosh. And then he's watching it with me. He's like, you know, I have to get up really early in the morning. But anyway, so I met Tanya on actually on TikTok. I sent you a message, and I said, can you be on the show? And she's here in the studio. And long story short, I have an agent. You know, I hook a lot of people up with agents,
mm-hmm.
And do you have an agent?
Well, I have an agent in the UK, but I do all my own bookings in the US right now.
Okay.
North America.
Well, yeah. I got a surprise for you right off the bat.
Ooh.
I have Famous Faces. They gave me all their paperwork to sign talent.
Oh.
They're a SAG agency out of Fort Lauderdale, and I'll send this to you in the mail. So congratulations.
Ooh.
You also have another agent.
I have an agent.
And they book a lot of shows all over the world as well.
Fantastic.
And they're SAG agency, and they've been mine forever as well.
Oh,
so.
Excellent. Look at that,
That's
everybody.
Awesome.
I've been back in the States for 5 months, and I landed at not just one, but two agents?
Yeah.
Two agents?
Nice.
I know. Keith, I know he wants to sign you as well. He's in Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah.
Yes.
Keith is a sweetheart, too.
Yeah. I know.
He's a good guy.
Uh-huh. I know. And then also, here's what happened. So anyway, so Keith sent me a letter, my other agent in Tampa, and he goes, I'm looking for this type of person. I'm like, oh my gosh, I found her.
A little person, by the way.
Well, you know,
person.
A little person. Yeah. But and she's adorable, and they wanted a man at first.
Yep.
And I said, well, I'm sending this over. And he goes, I said, don't book her. I have not talked to her yet. And all of a sudden, I get an email. She's booked for this commercial on Tuesday. I'm like, oh my God. Keith, don't do that. I haven't talked to her. Then I called you up.
And I was like, what are you talking about in this commercial business? And this random message. It was very bizarre. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm confused. That's all I said. I'm confused.
And I said, well, I booked you for a commercial. And did you believe me?
Well, I was like, okay. I just turned 50 the day before, and I was like, my first time being a Christmas elf. It's 50 years. I'm finally legitimate in the elf industry.
Oh, my gosh. And that commercial's coming out before Christmas.
It'll be coming out the week after Christmas, actually, because
okay.
it's for gold... Golden Diamond Source.
Yeah.
Which is a family-run business in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay area, and they do a lot of really fun commercials. And this is Julie, the main lady. She has this after Christmas a huge holiday sale. So every year, they send Steve, they do something to him, so he disappears for a week.
Okay.
So that Julie can have her big, huge extravaganza sale up to 70% off. So one year, they threw him out of an airplane. One year, they... They threw him, legitimately threw him off a boat in the Tampa Bay. They did the airplane thing with CGI. But this year, they gave him a diamond cookie, and it was laced with something. And he ended up inside.
Damn, he's been in my stash.
He ended up in the North Pole. And, between myself, I was the head elf.
And they loved you, I heard.
They were lovely. And now they're talking about me doing some more commercial stuff with them. So but that's, you know, we'll see if it happens.
Awesome. You know, the gal.
You know, I'm still living on my parents' porch. That's not the payday's not coming in that is severe.
Well, you know, we have a lot of film directors, producers, agents also watching. A lot of my friends are local film directors here. And you never know who's going to see this and send it out. We do watch parties afterwards. But let's start out. How did you start out to be a comic?
Well, I really wanted to be an actress. Just growing up, you know, I was I grew up watching American sitcoms. I grew up in Canada. My parents got divorced. My dad looked like Robin Williams, so I had that connection. Watched Mork and Mindy, and I just wanted to be an actress. I didn't know anything else. I put my chalkboard, my name with a star beside it. And when I graduated from high school, my parents were like, "You have to go to university and get a real job. Go to university, then get a real job." So I thought, "Huh, I'll study theater."
Okay.
Study theater when
Good
I go to
for
university.
You.
Aha! Well, when you go to university to study theater, you have to study theater.
Yeah.
You study.
Yeah.
At what university did you
Winnipeg,
go to?
University of Winnipeg in Manitoba. So you actually have to study, and I'm like, I just want to perform. So I started doing community theater, and I got the lead in the first production I ever auditioned for. I was Perry the Penguin.
Nice.
Wow.
And I started dating a guy that was in the production. He played the villain, and apparently he had a thing for penguins. One night he says, "I'm going down to a comedy club to do an open mic. Do you want to come check me out?" And that was my first time ever in a comedy club. Never aspired to be a comedian. Didn't know anything about it. And I watched this guy on stage, and he was crap. He was terrible. And instinctively, I knew what he was doing wrong. And people just got up there and performed. And I was like, that's amazing. So he was when he got off stage, I was like, "You were crap." And he's like, "Thanks." And he's like, "You think you can do better?" So I started getting paid 3 months after it. I started January 23rd, 1990. So I just had my 30-year anniversary. 3 months into it, I started getting paid. 4 months into it, this guy goes and dumps me. Couldn't handle the competition.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nice guy,
exactly.
Right?
Turns out he started dating a seal.
So, imagine that.
That's how I got into comedy, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, also, too, is, you know, you have so many funny stories at night. When do you go live on TikTok?
Well, lately, I think I'm going to take Mondays and Tuesdays off now. I got to take some me time. But so I usually go start between 3 and 4 Eastern Standard Time, and then between 8 and 9 Eastern Standard Time p.m. For like an hour and a half, 2 hours each time.
Amazing. So, now, you know, I wanted to ask you, too, you open for a lot of people. And tell us about that journey.
Well, I mean, starting out, you know, the thing is big celebrities come through town, and as a comedian, you're like, "Oh, can I open for so-and-so?" And they're like, "Yeah, but we're not going to pay you." And it's like, "What do you mean you're not going to pay me?" And they're like, "Well, that way it's just, you get, you know, the credit as opening for so-and-so." So, like, when Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond, the really tall guy, would come through town, you know, I would open for him. Brad Garrett, you know, I'd introduce him, he'd bring him on stage, he'd do his act, and then at some point he'd call me up on stage. Brad Garrett, who's 6'9",
right.
And he would pick me up, and he would hold me up to the audience like this, and he'd go, "I'd like to thank the Academy," and stuff like that. And he would pay me some money out of his own pocket because he knew I wasn't getting paid.
That's a hard guy.
Yeah, I opened for Tommy Chong, Brad Garrett.
Tommy Chong was a hoot.
Yes. If you're an undercover DEA agent, I recommend just following Tommy Chong around. You know what I'm saying? And so that was always interesting. Who was I open for? I've worked with Pauly Shore, Ken Jeong, the Asian guy from the Hangover movies and stuff like that. Dr. Ken. I worked with him in The Laugh Factory. Jim, who else have I worked? Who's the old guy? Oh my God!
The old guy.
Can you
old
get?
Guys. Yeah,
the one that's dead. The guy with the 10 most swear words or whatever.
Jeff Foxworthy.
No. He's dead. No.
I don't know.
Not Kinison. Oh my God.
But you're talking.
I know.
Carlin.
Carlin.
Thank you.
Yes.
Carlin.
Thank you very much.
George Carlin, right.
Thanks,
Tommy.
Total brain fart. Yeah, and this is me. I'm menopausal, but I'm only in the brain, so it's mental pause.
We've been stopping and pausing for men for years.
Well, you were talking about Pauly Shore, you know, his sister. I went to their comedy school after my divorce. I said, "Forget therapy. I'm going to comedy school."
Yeah, there you go.
Anybody going through a divorce, hopefully you're not. You work it out. But that helped me so much.
Yeah,
I bet. And I didn't know Sandy Shore passed away. And yeah, that was a tough one. I didn't know last year.
I didn't either.
Yeah, the whole family's dropped pretty much. Polly and his brother are the only ones left.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with all of these amazing people, what would you like to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, I want to basically have my own travel show. I mean, the fact is I do this for a living, traveling all around the world. I love doing comedy, but I like to do stuff when I travel. Like, I've been scuba diving, I've been parasailing, horseback riding, and I would like to do videos of me traveling around there doing fun stuff, because people just, they always underestimate me. They think, oh, your life must be so difficult. And that's why I love TikTok, because I tell my fans, don't feel sorry for me. I've had such a great life. I've traveled all around the world. Look at all the fun things I've done. I'm the last person you should feel sorry for. You should be inspired and hopefully kicked in the butt to do things.
Exactly.
You know? And that's what I want. Basically, I want my own travel show. Just traveling around the world, doing TikTok and doing fun things.
Right?
You know, going on boat trips when you get your boat all hooked
up. Yes, that's right.
Very soon.
Boat trip. So, have you done anything on YouTube yet with any traveling?
Well, I've got my YouTube channel, I had, and I just, but yeah, I'm kind of lazy. I mean, I have some stuff. My dad and I did a couple of videos together, and here and there.
What made me laugh so hard is you were talking about being verified on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, everybody's like, you need to be verified. You need to be verified.
What
I'm like, I've been doing
verified?
This 30 friggin' years. I'm verified.
What's verified?
Well, it's that blue check mark now on social media.
Well, maybe I can go live, but I don't think I have a blue check mark.
Yeah, well, I've been in the business for 30 years, and I still don't have a blue check. So apparently, according to the kids now, I'm not legitimate. You're not legitimate.
You're not?
Until you have a blue check mark. And I'm like,
you look pretty ripped to me.
I know. When I say that, Kevin verifies me every day.
There you go.
I'm very lucky. But on TikTok and social media platforms, it's a big deal. And so, I mean, I've been on television all over the world in different places. And, but I'm basically the person you've never heard of. So, it's okay.
Wow.
Coming up on a million, we'll see.
Well, with what's happening here, like I said, there's a lot of people that work together in film and TV. Now, there's also the Tampa Bay Film Society that is amazing.
Yeah.
I know that Ellen just stepped down, and we've got Women in Film. I know Bobby Hill would love to have you as a guest speaker.
Yes, that'd
be amazing.
Over here in Clearwater with her.
Right. I know it's still on hold because we don't have the open facilities yet, but they do Zoom as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been doing a lot more comedy shows and public speaking stuff via Zoom. Monday, I did a college in Suffolk, England, and I talked to a bunch of media students for an hour.
Nice.
It was World Disability Day, so I was like, we're disabled, we have a day, and be aware. And so basically I just talked about my life and comedy and bullying and all that kind of stuff.
That's important. Disability. Especially on TikTok, for the new ones out there, I always have to check because we have moderators on there, and people, it's not like Facebook, but it's so much fun. It is so much fun to make all these fun videos. I know I'm on my Instagram live.
You got 18% on your battery. You're going to be
I know.
Dying soon.
I try. So who is this handsome man over here?
This is my fiancé, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
He's very sweet.
The man behind the scenes. He's the shy, quiet type, doesn't like to be on camera. And occasionally I rope him into it. And my audience loves him. They love a relationship. Yeah.
My husband's like that. He'll do it if he has to and help me with cameras and stuff. So how did you two meet?
Oh, we have a great love story. Kevin and I met online 24 years ago. And it's right when the internet first started. So they had dial-up and gerbils and stuff running on the little treadmills to get the Wi-Fi going. And it was a chat channel called Cheers, because we loved the TV show Cheers.
Right.
And one of the people from our chat channel had timeshares in South Carolina, and I happened to be doing comedy down there. So they picked a weekend that I was doing shows. So about, 20 of us at least showed up at these condos, and we all met from all over the country, all over the North America, actually. And so that's when I met him. Big blue eyes in person.
Have blue eyes,
Great eyes.
Got them baby blues, girl.
And that Southern North Carolina accent is panty remover. So I saw that hot dude, and so we were together for like a year and a half, but he was a single dad in North Carolina. I was moving from Canada to Los Angeles. So it was difficult, and I was working in show business, and then we went our separate ways. We each got married and divorced to other people, and then 8 years ago, we started talking on Facebook, and we've been back together 8 years.
Wow. That's awesome. Phenomenal. Yeah. So what brought you to Florida?
Well, it's the Rona.
The damn Rona.
Yeah. So I've been working overseas for 17 years in the UK and all through Europe. But, and we moved there 4 years ago because I did Live at the Apollo, which is one of the biggest stand-up shows you can do in the UK.
Yes.
And I did quite a few TV shows and thought, oh, it'd be a good time to move. Kevin had lost his job in North Carolina. So we moved over there 4 years ago. And, yeah, I've never felt more disabled than living in the United Kingdom, unfortunately. It's very difficult for anybody with mobility issues. But it was, you know, a good run. And then 4 years, my schedule for this year was packed all the way to Christmas.
Okay.
And then my last gig was March 14th, and everything got canceled. So then I couldn't pay the rent, couldn't pay the bills, had no choice, but got evicted. And I had to move. So I had to move in with my dad and my stepmom in Citrus County, Florida. So that's why everybody on TikTok knows me when I'm not on my parents' porch. It's a good day. But you know what? Graduated off the porch, you guys.
But you're so blessed on that because, you know, so many people that realize, and we've had family move back and forth. My parents moved in with me. I moved in with them during times of different times. And we just let my son go. I mean, he was with me for a year.
Yeah.
And my grandson.
That's what parents do.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I feel very lucky that we do have that option. And we're at that point. They're like, so when are you leaving? Huh? When are you going to go?
Can you leave? Soon enough.
Look at time. Shouldn't you be there? Like, Christmas is coming. Aren't you supposed to go somewhere? Can you please leave? Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
So I have to ask.
Yes.
Ever meet Benny Hill?
No, I never met Benny Hill.
Oh, my God. I'd love to meet Benny Hill. You know who Benny Hill is?
He's
yeah,
dead,
do
though,
you?
Isn't he?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. He's a comedian from over.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Yeah,
he's been
I know.
For really long. So, of course,
well,
I didn't
yeah,
meet
but still, you never know. You might have met him somewhere.
I did a video on TikTok with the Benny Hill music.
Oh, God. I used to love to watch Benny Hill when I was young.
Yeah.
My dad watched it, and then they banned it from over here because he's too dirty.
Yeah. Hello.
So, also, too, is being on TikTok, have you met anybody else on TikTok, like in person, like me?
Yay! This is Dawn Reese, everybody. I'm doing TikTok Radio with Dawn Reese's show. Somebody said something about Benny Hill. Benny Hill was hilarious, GMA says.
He was tremendous.
He was really good. What was the question? Again, I'm seeing me in my brain, menopause. What was the question?
What was the question?
I just did
three menopause women. Now we're all going to be
doing it. Hey, they can drink yet.
I think we're all
then?
Over 50 here, but we don't look like it.
Oh, my God. See, this is why I need to do it. Bologna.
Listen, I'm in my 60s. I'll blame it on that.
I know what it is. You asked me if I met anybody else on TikTok.
Yes. Thank you.
One of the people that's one of my moderators, one of the girls I've known for years, but we met a guy from Crystal River, Florida.
Okay.
Who's one of my moderators. We went out with him and his family for lunch one day.
That's cool.
And then I've actually, when we were in Ocala this week, and I had some people come up to me. Kevin and I were at a bar. We were day drinking. Yeah. On Sunday in
Ocala. You'll day drink in Florida a lot.
Yeah. And these two women came up, and they were freaking out. Oh, my God. Seen you on TikTok, and then bought us a shot, and then we were over by the Ocala Square, and this big biker guy you would never suspect, huge TikTok fan, he was like, that's all right, and you say to Kevin, that's all right, am I wrong?
Absolutely.
Am I wrong? Tony, hello, shout out to Tony who I saw in the square.
Have you ever wrote TikTok to be verified? Have you ever
wrote
them?
My friend who just got verified sent me a form, and then I emailed it back, and it bounced, and then I got a letter from them saying, do this and do that, click on this, and it was a spam thing, and they tried to steal my account information.
They will. They will.
So I luckily nipped that in the butt before I lost my account. But, you know, somebody with a blue check told me that I'm on a list, whatever that means.
I saw some guy today that was talking about getting verified. Jeff, he's always on there, and I'll have to send you, but
he's not even verified.
I know. Why is he talking about verification?
He's talking about getting verified, and he's not verified. Yeah, I saved the video because I couldn't see what the email address was.
I clicked it for you.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah, she needs to be verified.
Yeah, I do. The more radio and promo stuff I do, apparently, that helps with the verification.
Well, listen, man, I mean, if you got that many followers, what is the problem?
I don't know.
What is the problem?
Hello,
Where's
TikTok?
One of those don't know what they're doing?
Do my friends on TikTok want me to get verified? Put at TikTok hashtag Tanya Lee Davis verified.
There you yes, go. I agree.
I don't know how this stuff works.
I agree. Oh. So I want to ask you a favor.
Yes.
I want to ask you a favor. Okay,
right,
so since all of this Aspire done, but I've got you an agent. The only thing I ask, I'm not going to take a commission from you.
Okay.
If you can do a shout out with me tomorrow and make a video and just put Dawn Reese Show so people know who I am.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I ask.
For this? For
yes.
Right now?
I'm afraid to even look because I don't even know if I'm having problems on it.
Hello, everybody.
I don't have problems with all my things. Yeah. I don't know what's up.
No, like on a video, like you can put out and then people will know and say, like, click on Dawn Reese. And she got me the commercial.
Gotcha. And she's you want me to do a TikTok video.
Yeah.
Promoting Dawn Reese.
That would be so cool.
And a fuzzy little foam with little hairs. Hey. Little curly hairs on here, you guys.
Well, I know Deborah's going to call in with another. So is she on the phone? Deborah Hampton, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Now, I've told you about Tanya, and you said, I love her. You've seen her.
I love her.
She's adorable.
Hello.
Well, Deborah, I need
she
you.
She is adorable.
Thank you.
I need you to do me a favor because she just had a birthday. When?
Friday was my 50th birthday, 50.
Oh, happy
birthday. Put that birthday song on for her.
Yeah, I don't know. Tommy has it, but I wanted you to sing it live for her.
I can't. Sing the whole song
Come on,
live.
Girlfriend. You
yes,
got
you
this.
Can, Deborah. You've been at the station.
You got this.
Deborah Hampton.
I got Christmas. I got Christmas on my mind.
I know, but come on. Deborah, you
step back a little bit. The happy birthday.
Yeah, just step back and sing happy birthday.
No pressure.
No pressure.
All I can think of it, no, but I'll
happy,
do,
birthday
happy birthday
to you.
On your birthday.
There you go.
Happy birthday to you.
She had a beautiful voice.
Happy birthday on your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy Ooh, birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. That was very
happy
sweet.
Birthday.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you left me your singing message today. So I'm like, and then Deborah. Now, Deborah has another song. Do you have somebody on the phone with you, Deborah?
Actually, I have a wonderful man, Lanny Smith, and he is an amazing writer, and he gave me the opportunity to sing on this song. And Lanny, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Hey, everybody there in South Tampa or wherever you are.
We're all over the world.
I'm so glad to be with you. Happy holidays and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
This Aww. Is a special song about love. And it's called And Heaven Knows a Christmas Love Song.
Oh, that's
and
dedicated
so
to Tanya.
For Deborah
Tanya and Kevin.
Yay.
And me and Bert. I like that.
So listen up. Hold somebody you love and be thankful.
That's amazing. Okay, we'll be right back. And then Deborah is going to tell about her new product. And we're coming back with Tanya Lee Davis here, a famous TikTok star, I say, because I love her. I think she's adorable. And everybody needs to follow her as well. And we'll be right back. And listen, and this song is dedicated for you and Kevin.
Yay,
all right, we'll be right back.
Lights in each other's arms. Love surrounds me. Though the wind outside is cold, the fire in our souls is simply love so strong, it overwhelms.
anything.
And we're back, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Now, Deborah, that song is so gorgeous. I mean, I want to play that tonight with my husband, and we'll just dance in front of our fake fireplace.
Fake fireplace in Florida.
Exactly. So, Deborah, you also have DeborahHampton.com, and you also have a product. Now, listen to this product,
okay,
because it is so amazing for women and for... Deborah, tell us about your product.
Well, it's a device for women to use to pee standing up. They don't have to sit on a toilet seat anymore. You don't have to be squatting over a toilet, and you don't have to... Yes, I know it's funny, but you know what? We so much need it. And every woman that I've introduced it to and tried it, they love it because we got the power now, girls.
Yeah, it works if you can reach your coochie, though. That's the problem.
You know, they used to have one like that one.
You'll be able to...
And your short arms.
That's the joy about it. You will be able to reach your coochie. And we've made it for people for all different sizes. It's great for... For children, it's just perfect. You can reach the toilet. You don't have to ever be near there. You don't have to try to climb on a toilet. That's got to be very hard. You know what I'm saying? For anybody, you're going to love it. Actually, it was invented with, I'm involved with it, with three doctors that were heart surgeons.
Oh, wow.
So they do have some other devices out in the market, but mine is made out of paper. And it's biodegradable and disposable. Mm-hmm. And the other one, this one fits the back of your china. You know, it cups your china perfect. And when you...
No
when
shit, you look, really?
You know, it's china.
It cups your
I'm
china.
Sorry. You know, back in the day, the girls invented this thing that used to fit down their pants if you were driving. And it would piss into a bucket, and you'd throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. Well,
it's all kicking off here.
This one fits your china really well, and I call it china because I don't know who came up with the name vagina.
Vagina?
Oh, God. I don't want to call that thing a vagina. It's china. It's
china.
A china vagina?
Not made in China.
I'm sorry.
Unbreakable.
I'm sorry, girlfriend. I'm sorry. So how much are they?
And where do they buy them?
Well, you can order them on standandgo.com.
Stand
Actually,
and
we're
go.
Having a... standandgo.com.
Wait, I'm going to go look that up.
And I knew she's going to love it, but... You know, my logo is really pee safe instead of be safe. You got to pee safe.
Oh, my God.
Stand, I got to make sure my TikTok friends know. Standupandgo.com. It's a female.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. Standandgo.
Sorry. Standandgo.
Standandgo.com.
All right.
.com.
It's for women that can pee standing up now because it's like a she-we but different. It's paper. It's biodegradable. Right?
My engineer is cracking up back there. He's like, Dawn, I never know what you're bringing on the airways.
I actually have pee wars with my husband. He's in the bathroom and I run in right next to him.
Great. You can stand in the urinals. And...
I can stand right... Yeah. I do. Oh. I can stand in a urinal, no problem. I can go wherever I want and not get a drop on me.
I usually
that's
have to go behind
thing.
A dumpster to Denny's.
Well,
that's
girlfriend,
my...
I learned years ago how to make sure I didn't get my pants.
Well, that's Deborah Hampton. Deborah, I got to pay some bills with some commercials. We love you, DeborahHampton.com. And thank you for the beautiful Christmas music. And we'll end the show with that before we go with the last song again. But that's DeborahHampton.com, and she'll be back at our station very soon.
Your music is beautiful, darling.
All right, let's go to those commercials.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Have you or a friend ever dreamed of learning to fight with a lightsaber like your favorite Star Wars character? Toy lightsabers keep breaking? Then come out to Largo Park and join Pinellas Saber Corp for teaching sessions Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can learn to fight with lightsabers that are made to fight with. These things are no joke. Made from polycarbonate tubing and aircraft-grade aluminum, these things can really take a beating. Pinellas Saber Corp welcomes members from ages 10 and up. Teaching sessions will be $20 for 2 hours for a limited time only. We'll teach your kids how to spar safely and with skill like their favorite Jedi or Sith. Contact us for more information at PinellasSaberCorp@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/group/PinellasSaberCorp.
If you love Hallmark holiday movies, you'll love The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, on video on demand, cable, and DVD. When a famous model returns to her childhood home and reconnects with a long-lost pen pal, she just may find what true beauty really is.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it and just don't know it.
The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. See it beginning November 17th on video on demand, cable, and DVD.
And we played all of them, right, Tommy? Wow, did we play The Farmer and the Bell? Okay, that Farmer and the Bell movie.
Dude, I can't tell the Disney actually, story, Joan.
She's live on TikTok. That Farmer and the Bell movie is out on Prime Video. You can also buy it. And I have a charm bracelet that's coming that is adorable with amazing sayings on it. If you have not seen Farmer and the Bell, rent it on Prime Video. And we had it's them cute. On the show last week, the producers. And so anyways, thank you, Tommy, for those commercials. Okay, so anyway, any funny stories you want to tell our audience driving home? Any stand-up comedy jokes that you have done before that you thought our listeners might want to hear on the way home?
Well, okay. I did get a request from one of my TikTok friends because one of my stories is the Kevin and I had sex at Disney World, but I'm not going to tell that story.
The is that real?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I got banned on TikTok for telling the story. So I gave Kevin a bit of a handy during the in the haunted castle. And it wasn't a small world after
fun,
all.
Fun.
And it was the happiest place on earth that day, let me tell you. Anyway, I won't tell that story.
Right,
I won't tell that story on here. But if you go to my YouTube, Tanya Lee Davis, you can look at it. You have to be 18. But I'll tell you, when Kevin and I first got back together, I was visiting North Carolina, and him and his son, who at the time was 3 years old, Scotty, called me Tiny T, because that was my nickname online. So they took me to the North Carolina State Fair, you know, one of the traveling fun fairs with the rides and the right. Midway. I'm a big fan of those because they can't get on most of the rides because of the height restrictions. But when a 3-year-old's asking you how cute, you got to give it a go.
Oh,
so
no.
So we showed up there and Scotty's like, Tiny, can we go on the Bumblebee ride? All right, if you're not familiar with the Bumblebee ride, it's very similar to the Dumbo ride at Disney. It's a big ceramic bumblebee goes around in a circle.
Yeah.
It's got this bar. If you push the bar, the bumblebee goes up. If you pull the bar, the bumblebee goes down. It's riveting. So I'm explaining the bar motion to Scotty, and the carnival guy comes over to close the bumblebee door. Of course, he was missing a couple of fingers and a couple of teeth. Apparently, that's a job requirement. He goes, excuse me, ma'am, there's no dwarfs allowed on this ride. And I'm like, what the hell is a dwarf? And he goes, ma'am, my supervisor told me to tell you there's no dwarfs allowed. You're gonna have to get off the ride.
What the hell's a dwarf?
I'm like, exactly. First of all, what's the dwarf? What is a dwarf? Number two, there's a sign that doesn't say anything about dwarfs. There's a fat kid on the ride that weighs more than me. What the hell's the problem? He goes, ma'am, my supervisor told me to tell you there's no dwarfs allowed. You're gonna have to get off the ride. So I'm like, Kevin, I'm getting kicked off the Bumblebee ride. So Kevin comes over. He's pissed off. I'm irate. Scotty's crying. I'm like, I'm going to find this supervisor and tear him a new butt. And he's like, so I went over. I'm like, dude, what the hell's the problem? He goes, ma'am, you're an adult. If we let you on the ride, we have to let all the adults on the ride. I'm like, do you see all the adults lining up for the flippin' bumblebee ride? I went up one side of this guy and down the other. He refused to let me on the bumblebee ride. But to compensate me, he gave me a bunch of free ride tickets for the adult rides. I couldn't freaking get on. Aww. So I'm telling you right now, people of TikTok and TikTok and beyond, when I'm big and famous.
Yes.
Well, famous.
Kiss my grits.
I'm going to build my own amusement park, and all the rides are going to have a sign saying, if you're over this height, screw you.
I bet she makes you laugh all the time at home.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, can we get you on the air for a minute? Can we get you on the air?
Come on in, Kevin.
Come on over. Come on, Kev. You're adorable. I just want to say
so
hi
sweet.
To you. And just
come on in, Kevin.
What is life like with Tanya?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
I don't see your face yet.
What are the fun things that you like to do together?
Well, we fish a lot together and everything.
You fish?
There you go.
That's awesome.
I'm living in my parents' place right now, but the one saving grace is we do live by the lake.
Yay.
So Kevin has to sit here and listen to me 4 hours on TikTok every day and does his head in, so he goes,
got his fish
for my first life, he goes and he fishes and drinks himself into a stupor.
You guys are so adorable, my gosh. And congratulations, I hear what's coming up in January.
We're going to get married. Well, we don't know exactly when, but we're going to do a TikTok live wedding.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be the first. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't know. Yeah, well, we're going to make sure everybody's, make sure you subscribe, follow me on TikTok. And
everybody's invited.
As soon as we get an actual date.
Right.
Give everybody it's going to be better than the Bachelorette finale.
Aww.
And I'm going to do our wedding dance on my knees where they're like I used to.
Aww. So what would you like to tell Tanya from the heart on live radio? Something from your heart to hers.
He tells me all the time.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I just love her, always have.
That's
since
amazing.
The first day I met her. You know, she's just a special person.
That's awesome.
Very special person.
Have somebody that you work together and laugh together and just have fun together, that makes it a perfect, perfect couple.
He's
I'll tell you.
Yin to my yang.
Yin to the yang.
She calls me her penguin.
Yeah. We're in it together for a long
time. A penguin.
Penguins wait for life. I walk like a penguin.
Well, we're excited because, like I said, Women in Film and all these places, they'll have Zoom with you and you can talk about with being a comic. And I know with our agency down in Fort Lauderdale and then also Tony with the National Comedy Hall of Fame, you have to meet him and he will be a joy
so
to
fun.
Meet you for sure. Do we have that National Comedy Hall of Fame? Because if people are not doing anything over the holiday, this is a perfect museum to go and check it out.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah, if he finds it. And it has everything to do with from Laurel and Hardy to Robin Williams, and he's put this whole thing.
He's got Minnie Pearl's dress. He's got all kinds of stuff. I put a lot of his stuff up on Google.
Yeah.
And it's just tremendous. He'll tell you the stories. He's nice guy.
And I think you should have your own show here. I'll have to talk to with Lola here, and I got some ideas I want to run by you, but you could have your own show once a month, or you could have it every week, and you have, some commercial spots you get with it as well. So you'd be great. Cause we don't have a comedy show, do we?
Nope.
No. Or whatever you want to talk about. You can talk about travel as well.
The closest thing we got is me and her and Cassie when we're on.
called Tiki Talk. It's another show.
We are coming back actually in January. Cassie's been sick for quite a while.
Right.
They gave her the wrong medication at the hospital.
Oh, no.
I'll say no more.
Right.
But she's doing real well, and we can't wait. We'll be back in January.
Right. And next week, we're excited because we have the Chapters Wrap Show. Steve is coming in with his TV network as well as his TV, his radio station in New York. And we're excited to collaborate together. And then we have miracle stories coming in with people. One father just called me tonight, and his son had died and went to heaven and saw God. And it's a story that he wants to make into a movie in his life, so who knows what is going to happen. You know, we've had miracle stories. We have a digital business card, which is phenomenal. I think I sent it to you. It has all of my links on there, and that digital card, you can change it. But I have different... We had the lady from Miracle, from the Breakthrough on Ice, where her son fell through the ice. And somebody saw it and said, I want to make a movie of this, and here was a big movie out there. So you never know who's watching to do your life story. Another thing, Tanya, which would be great, I'm in a lot of film festivals, and I have a lot of reporters out there. Have you ever thought of doing a short or something of a documentary?
She said a short.
Short. It doesn't matter when you're
short.
It does.
You know what I mean. She's making me blush now. Oh,
You're embarrassing her.
But something that you send in, like, you know, I mean, then you can be on the red carpet and then you're nominated. And there's so many, like, we have the International Christian Film Festival. We have Sunscreen Film Festival that's here with Tony Armour. He's ahead of all of this.
That was earlier this year.
Right. And there's so many, but that one might be a good idea, you know. Yeah. So you just get, you know, I mean, I've had people like Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures told me, he said, get out your cameras and start shooting on your iPhones, because he said people are making movies from their iPhones and sending it in to film festivals.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to do, I think, with, like, I've been wanting to do a travel show, and so my dad and I were actually talking about this earlier today. You know, why not? Now that we have a car, my parents bought us a used car for our birthdays.
Nice.
And so now we have some wheels. So just going around Florida and, like, going to the manatees. I've swam with the manatees before, but, like, doing some TikTok videos to promote it. Going with Floral City airboats and going to them and say, listen, I'd like to do some videos. Can you teach me about airboats? I'll do some videos to promote you, and then I want to go on an airboat, you know, and those types of things to help with marketing and or just to give me some experiences doing stuff so my fans can see me doing fun things.
Well, you know, I mean, we're in media, so I mean, you already have the following on TikTok, you know, that's what they want to know. They're like, if they just Google you, boom, then you show up.
Yeah.
And if you're doing, say, listen, I've got this many followers on TikTok and I do a TikTok live or I do a TikTok video, they'll give you a trade. I mean, I do a lot.
Most of the boys will trade with you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My owner here, she's got a book. What is it called? Remember, her husband wrote it?
Lawless. Oh,
yes.
It's Money. I have that book at home because I read it. I can't think of it.
Oh,
right.
It's about bartering, exactly.
And they've bartered thousands of dollars throughout the years. Oh, and I do a lot of that as well. You know, I get free hotel rooms sometimes. I get, you know, intermediate times in different places.
She really likes to go to the casino.
Oh, I love Keno.
Don's the party person.
We bring up the casino every chance we get. We don't tell that. Okay.
No, I won. They called my name the first time a month ago.
She was
never for $1,200. I couldn't believe it.
She called me. She goes, Chrissy.
And then my neighbor says to me, my husband, I've never seen Amazon so much at your house. Well,
right?
She's, I know,
single-handedly keeping Amazon busy.
And then won another $1,200 on the Rob the Bank
right?
thing.
The bank.
Penny machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love. But I'll sit and play Keno. That is my thing. I could sit for hours, you know, 5 second
like
Keno.
Play poker.
Poker. Okay.
I like to play poker. Bring your money.
Yeah. Well,
What kind of poker are we playing?
Hold'em.
Five cards.
Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Kevin, what do you like to play at the casino?
I play slots. Slots.
Yeah. Have you been to the Hard Rock here yet?
Slots.
Have you been to the Hard Rock?
No, we haven't been. We haven't gone anywhere because we only had a car up until 3 weeks ago. So we've been literally stuck at my parents' place.
So
and then
stuck
3 days before
see.
My comedy tour here in Florida, because I did shows in Port St. Lucie, Melbourne, Boca Raton. So my parents got us the car just for that. And now we put 2,000 miles on it in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, I believe it.
There's so many things to do. I know.
Yeah.
We almost got kicked out of bingo. I mean, not the other place.
Bingo. I'll go to bingo with you. Crazy ladies.
Oh, well, it'll be so much fun.
Friday. You want to go Friday?
No, we'll see what happens.
She
goes.
We're going
to the Legion.
Right here. We don't get kicked out of that one.
I call the shit at the Legion.
Oh, I bet you do.
No, we went to the other one. We can't tell.
That was post-7.
And somebody didn't like us, so they moved away, and they're like, oh, you talk too much. But we were drinking at the table. We had a couple drinks.
We had two drinks.
It was a big deal. Right.
You know,
we couldn't
ladies,
get no food.
Ladies at bingo are crazy. Have you been to a bingo hall? I used to go with my aunts and my grandmothers. And if you go and sit in somebody else's spot, they lose their bananas.
I know.
Yes.
Right? And they get so territorial. And they have these little rituals with their little troll dolls and spraying perfume around and some sort of weird chants.
That's the big bingo places.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go.
We're just going to the Legion. It's a lot of fun.
It's a quaint little, like, Key West style, great food, and right here in Dunedin,
Oh, we're going to Dunedin.
Dunedin
is what I call it. Okay.
I know I've been taking all the questions, Chrissy. We have like 5 minutes left, I know, and it's been such a joy to have you. You are welcome anytime, both of you. Anytime you want to come back, and I thank you for the shout out for me tomorrow because I know when people are going, you know, they're moving and and people say, why don't you take commission? I'm like, I just can't, you know. And there's a big movie I'm working on something, and they said, well, just pay me for my casting part of my production. What they're going to pay me, but But they're like, I said, I can't, from these extras that are coming in, I can't take $100 off, you know, of, they're driving to Miami for this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
you know, so they helped me out as well. And they, and I want to thank Renee Leon. She brought me over this beautiful Santa.
Yes, I need to see it.
It looks like my sweater. Oh, it's phenomenal. Renee Leon, she's one of our reporters and talk show host as well. And
hey, she, 38 Specials coming to Ruth Eggert Hall.
Oh.
December the 9th.
Oh.
I think we need to send an email so I can go and see 38 Special again.
Wow. That so would be fun.
Trying to get hooked up with freebies.
Listen, I'm concerts. That's me.
Yes, you're there.
I've been doing concerts for years and years and years. Usually I had to pay for them. Well, now I have a media pass, so I can get in usually.
What I can do is offer you, if you're interested, both of you, that if you wanted some segments on my show, let's say, like if you want to go on the Tropics Boat Tour, and I'll say I've got another reporter, you could go and do a story, and then they'll do a trade with you in the meantime. Yay. That might help you out with some of the media, because we're on radio until you get your own show here.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a thought list.
I don't really do, we haven't really done concerts. I'm just not good with concerts, because I can't see, because everybody stands up.
Well, that's why you have to have backstage passes.
Yeah, there you go. You got to have some, I got to be off to the side where I'm in a fenced-in area without the lunatics.
We can arrange that.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, have you been to Clearwater Beach yet?
Well, my family's always had a home in Florida, so we've always lived, my parents used to live on Treasure Island.
Oh, okay.
So I sort of, that was my second home growing up, was in TI and Largo and stuff like that.
Okay, so you know the area, which is good.
Yeah, just, this is the first time, other than the commercial yesterday, which was in Clearwater. I've been here.
I'm so excited to see that commercial.
It's gonna be great. Yeah,
I know. And I know
which store were you at?
Gold and Diamond Source.
Yeah, but which one? The one over here.
The one right over here.
Yeah, 19.
We want to thank them because I'm the one that sent it over to Keith, and I saw her on TikTok, and I want to thank everybody on TikTok for watching us. And please, actually, it was on low here. We went to a stop.
Both of them are on low.
Oh, I'm on low. It went off. But I want to thank everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And if you have any questions, please add me to Facebook as well as TikTok under Dawn Reese Show. And give everybody your TikTok name.
My Tanya Lee Davis. TanyaLeeDavis. TanyaLeeDavis.com.
And check out our YouTube.
And what is your TikTok?
My TikTok is Christy Boyle Zero.
Christy Boyle Zero.
It's been a pleasure having you here. I got to get some photos with you.
Absolutely.
And I'm just enjoying it. And that's the agent. I'll send you that in the email, too. It's a non-exclusive agreement.
Oh, great.
You can have other agents as well. Thank you, Tommy, for being here.
Tommy's
and everybody.
The best.
And enjoy Deborah's song for the last 40 minutes. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.